We read Psalm 1. Psalm 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the wicked, and standeth not in the way of sinners, and sitteth not in the seat of scorners, but his delight is in Jehovah's law, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he is as a tree planted by brooks of water, which giveth its fruit in its season, and his leaf fadeth not, and all that he doeth prospereth. The wicked are not so, but are as the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the wicked shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the assembly of the righteous. For Jehovah knoweth the way of the righteous, and the way of the wicked shall perish. And then Psalm 73. Truly God is good to Israel, to such as are of a pure heart. But as for me, my feet were almost gone. My steps had well nigh slipped. And then in Revelation, chapter 22, verse 10. And he says to me, seal not the words of the prophecy of this book. The time is near. Let him that does unrighteously do unrighteously still. And let the filthy make himself filthy still. And let him that is righteous practice righteousness still. And he that is holy, let him be sanctified still. Behold, I come quickly, and my reward with me, to render to everyone as his work should be. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. Rather interestingly, the three scriptures that our brother referred to in Hebrews were on my heart this evening in relation to what I've just read about the progression of the state of things in slipping away, turning away and falling away. But I've been thinking of this Psalm 1, and again there's a progression there, and that was my connection. And maybe the Lord is saying something to us this evening. Here we've often remarked, haven't we, that there is a progression in verse 1 of walking and standing and then sitting. Of course, the Christian is to walk in the right way. The model for us all is the Lord Jesus Christ himself. John the Baptist could say how he walked. And the walk of the Lord Jesus is ever to be our model. And the Christian pathway is a walk. But here, this is a negative thing. Walk not in the counsel of the wicked. So that the Christian is to walk in a path of righteousness. But it's put here negatively, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the wicked. And we can, in our pathway down here, brush with what is wrong. And the Lord may graciously put us back onto the right path. We may hear the voice of the Lord saying, this is the way. And it says from behind, this is the way, walk ye in it. And therefore we have to turn round and come back to the Lord. And very often that's what we have to do. We find we're walking in the wrong direction. But then we find there's a progression to stand, and that's a more fixed position. The Lord very graciously often arrests us before we stop. Here there's a danger of coming to a more fixed position of standing in the way of sinners. Then we're still not out of reach. Wonderful to know that the Lord is for us and he loves us and he follows us even when we walk away. When we get caught up in sin or the things of this world, he's there we can flee back to him. But there's a danger, isn't there? Stand not in the way of sinners. And then finally, there's a more fixed position, a sitting in the seat of scorners. That's a very sad place to be, isn't it? When I say, really, I'm addressing myself principally. Help us, our constant prayer would be that we do not end up in this almost fixed position of sitting in the seat of scorners. You know, a brother has referred to someone who got away and ended up really in this position. And yet that's the danger with us all. But the Lord is gracious, and that's why we have the Lord and the Spirit, and we have one another too, the brethren, to help us, to watch over us, bring us back. I read in Psalm 73, because I always find this is a wonderful psalm. It says here, there's a man who was clearly discouraged, as we often get. It says his feet well nigh slipped. Maybe he was walking in the wrong way. He hadn't got to a fixed position. His feet had well nigh slipped. Why? Because he was really, his heart was full of he may have been thinking jealous thoughts or covetous thoughts or resentful thoughts. You see, he'd been reflecting upon the prosperity of the evil ones. He says, as for me, my feet were almost gone. My steps had well nigh slipped, for I was envious at the arrogant. You know, dear brethren, circumstances are never an excuse for sin. But this man, he'd almost gone, but wonderfully the Lord preserved him. As we know, his problem was solved when he got into the sanctuary. And what a turnaround there was. He was preserved. This is what God desires, and the Lord desires that we might be preserved from slipping. Brother read of three scriptures where there was a progression. But the Lord doesn't want that. The writer to the Hebrews was persuaded of better things of those for those he was writing to. But you know, and we would pray for one another, and we pray for all the brethren and all Christians that they might be preserved. We know that ultimately every true believer will be preserved, because what is of Christ in them will go through. But as Paul says, it could be through the burning up of the fire and the stubble and all of that extraneous stuff. And what is of Christ will always go through. But may we be preserved from slipping. This is a constant danger, but we need to hear the voice of the Lord. As I said before, there's a voice behind. This is the way. May we have ears to hear. Maybe an occasion like this is just a way in which the Lord would speak to us, to turn round and listen to him and walk in his way. And I just thought that Psalm 73 is an encouragement for the discouraged believer and for the one who's just about to sin. He's just preserved from doing so. And sometimes we need to cry to the Lord, get into his presence, so that we might be prevented from going on a wrong way. I read in the end of the scriptures here, this is a very fixed position. There's no hope here. Things are set. And this is really just a warning, isn't it? This is almost, it's too late to change anything. And I think it's just put in scripture as a warning. But, you know, we needn't feel it fall into this category. But if we are believers and we have the Spirit, then indeed we are sanctified. Not by anything that we've done, not by our works of righteousness, but by the precious blood of Jesus and by the seal of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We're set apart. We are sanctified. And that work will go on, and it will go. Everything that's been wrought in our hearts through Christ and by Christ, will be displayed in that coming day, mm-hmm. when everything will be set in its order, and there will be no diminution then. He that is sanctified will be sanctified still. Mm-hmm. The work of Christ is so perfect and wonderful that everything will be set in order, and it won't grow dim. Mm-hmm. It won't dim in any way.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just a warning, the other side, that those that go in a way of wickedness, ultimately they're in a fixed position.
Mm-hmm.
And what a solemn state that is. Mm-hmm. Well, I'll just leave that with us as encouragement from what our brother has said,
mm-hmm.
that we might be kept close to the Lord,
mm-hmm.
and be walking in a right pathway that's pleasing to Him.
Mm-hmm.
In His name's
sake. Amen.